Wonderful. So this is our group coaching call for the month of May. It is May 19th. And who would like to ask their question first? Michelle, Marissa, do one of you want to go first?
I'll let Michelle go first.
Did either of you come with a question? Or this is our first one, so this is new for everybody. So, Michelle, did you come with a question?
No.
Well, why don't we ask the question that you were talking about? We were talking about earlier with incorporating that one aspect of your messaging. And you saying you weren't sure exactly how to do that.
Okay.
Since there's three of us on right now.
On the site?
Is
that
what
you posted on the site? Is that what Michelle who said posted on the site a few
no.
minutes ago?
No. I was asking, when she posted the business card and the rack card, I said, when you look at her signature points or her things she says she does, nothing in there is saying that she focuses on people who have gone through abuse. And that really, like, if you look at the things that she posts there, there's a lot of other people out there just like her who do those same exact things. So I said we really need to pull that aspect into her messaging so that people can be able to see that uniqueness and that difference, and it pulls it above the rest. I really think with the messaging, you've done an excellent job, Michelle, of pulling in the heart and speaking to your ideal client and really knowing what resonates with you and how that's going to connect who your ideal person is, that avatar. So I think you've done mm-hmm. a great job with that. We just have to fold the other part in. And so what I'd asked her earlier, Marissa, when we were waiting for others to get on, was that intentional that that's not in there? Has she shifted her focus since we did her business plan and we've last talked? Or you know, why was that not in there? And what she had shared was that she wants it in there. She just hasn't figured out exactly how to put it in there the right way. So,
right. And what I did, well, it kind of is in on the rack card on the back side where I have my picture and just like a little blurb about me. So it's kind of in there, but yeah, I don't really know where to put that.
Okay.
Because also I have shifted a little bit too, not a lot, but I'm also incorporating this whole thing that I'm learning about how emotions, if we're not free to express them, which happens obviously in abuse, but can happen in many other ways too, if we're not free to express it, gets trapped inside our body and causes us disease as well. So there's that whole paradigm too, as I'm healing, I'm learning too.
And I think that's what happens all the time, right?
Yeah.
As we heal and we become different, we do as well. I'm going to turn the screen share on because I pulled up the piece on the website or in the Facebook group. Can you see that, Michelle?
I don't know where you're looking. Like, I don't have your computer.
No, I did the screen share, so since you said you logged in on the computer, you should be able to see.
I didn't log in. I don't have the site.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my computer.
There wasn't
okay.
a site. I didn't see a site either. I didn't see a place to log in either. Was that in the...
I posted it in the Facebook post, although I added it last night as an edited thing.
Let me see if it's there. No. All I see is coaching calls done on free conference call. If you want to screen share, I'll send you the link.
That's what it says in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So I
am... And then you put the conference call line.
Are you sure it's updated? Let me find it. Hold on.
That's the pinned post.
No, it's not the pinned post. The pinned post is different, and unfortunately, people have been way so active in here that the post that I made yesterday is buried. So, okay, I'm going to post this one instead so people can see it. There's been so much activity that the post about the call was buried. So now it's pinned, and you should...
All right, let me refresh.
Yeah, it's not in there either. I added it yesterday. Why did it not stay? That's very weird. Okay, so... Yeah, I added it to this yesterday, so let me put it in right now so people can see it.
I wonder if you clicked out of it before you hit send or hit post.
That's what I'm wondering. The weird thing is I changed the time at the same time, and that stuck. That's very weird. Okay, so... There. Okay. So, anyway, I had that up so people could see your thing. There's the call. The online name. It might not have liked my formatting because I formatted it. Okay. Done editing. All right. Now it's there. So, Marissa, any ideas for Michelle? Do you see it now, Michelle?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. So
you do? I don't see it. Maybe because is it because I'm looking on my phone?
Did you refresh?
Refresh
your phone. I now have it pinned at the top, and then I re-added
it. Is it pinned?
It's
pinned
now
at the
pinned.
Top? Well, I don't want to hold you guys up because I'm not going to be able to look the whole time anyway.
All right, so Michelle.
I don't see it. I just see no, just the call piece. I don't see the link, so it's okay.
The one that you're seeing pinned, is it saying tomorrow is our first group coaching call?
It says calls are done on a free conference call audio and video link. When it's time for the call, you call, use the following info. If you want to share a screen, I'll send you a link at the beginning of the call. That's what it says.
Yeah, that's the old pinned post, so it's not showing you the fact that I unpinned that and now there's a new pinned one.
It's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Perfect. So, So, Michelle, you said you kind of pulled that into the backside of the thing a little bit. So, I guess, Marissa, do you have any thoughts or ideas for Michelle? Normally, it's going to be me just kind of answering people's questions, and then I'll like, okay, what's your question? And then we'll talk through it, and other people can listen and learn. But since there's only three of us on the call, it just makes better sense to kind of mastermind this and give each of you some more ideas.
I don't remember what it looked like. I am so sorry. I can't. I'm probably not going to be able to be that much of the help, but I can ask this question. And that's, are you intentionally not trying, Michelle H., are you intentionally not trying to tell people that to be overt at it and tell people that you help those that have been abused? domestically?
Am I ask it again?
Are you trying to? Some people don't want to come be blatant and say this is who I help. If they're helping a certain population, others are very intentional about it. So my question is your goal, thought, plan to be intentional about who you assist, or do you want it to be more subliminal? That word.
I don't know. Like, I don't care if it's out there. Like, I've already owned that this is a part of my messaging, part of what, you know, I have a whole mission around it, too.
I wasn't asking whether you're okay with people knowing about you. I mean,
right.
Are you okay? Because that's very clear. That's very evident in your marketing for what I remember. But like Michelle said, what's not clear is who you are targeting. You don't come out, from what I remember, I'm wrong, please correct me,
mm-hmm.
You don't come out and say, I'm targeting, not that you would say those words, but you don't come out and say, this is the group that I work with. And so my question is that intentional? And it's okay if it is. It's not an accusation.
Yeah.
It's more of a question.
I don't know. I don't think it's intentional because I guess I feel like I do say it. And that's a question to bring up too. Like, should it be more subliminal because not many people are as bold and willing to admit it as I am? So if somebody finds out they're working with me, does that automatically mean that they've been through that before? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. So part of what I think, and I think back to the co-op think tank that one day, Michelle, there were people in that room who specifically were inspired and intrigued by you because they've been through those experiences. And you had
right.
no idea. So if those people
right.
are at a point where they're looking to use someone who's going to be a spiritual intuitive coach, they can pick anyone. But when they all of a sudden know that you're a spiritual intuitive coach that's going to help them through the abuse they went through, you now mm-hmm. are top of their list to do that, you know?
Gotcha.
So
yeah,
that's why I think we want to pull that in there, especially since you don't you're not wanting to shy away from it. And
mm-hmm.
I almost don't know that it goes in a title. So as I pulled up the words on the screen, I have them up there. And what you have stuff in there. You mentioned we've all felt like we were meant to do great things and had a purpose in life, but sometimes we get stuck and don't know how to get out and take the leap in the direction our intuition wants us to follow. Coming out
mm-hmm.
of an abusive marriage, it was scary to rely on myself for the answers. That's when God, my higher power, was brought back into my life, and now with my renewed and deep level of faith, I know how to rely on my intuition and guidance from divine in everything that I do. It's God's mission for me to share with you how to do this too. So I think what I love when I'm reading that is that you've hit the points that you have in your what do you do. You say that
uh-huh.
you're spiritual, and you have that in your description here. You say that you're intuitive. You have that in there. You know, so like those things in healing, that's mentioned in there too. But the abuse is mentioned in there, and it doesn't come back to the services. So I think, and now I'm going to pull up your part that lists those so that we can see those a little better. So in here, there we go. Let us get it a little bit bigger. So in here, it's you have spiritual intuitive life coaching, speaker, Reiki, chakra balancing. You have in your title, it's not saying any of that, like your business name, Divine Soul Exploration. And what's the tagline that's underneath over here?
Let your phoenix rise.
That's right. Let your phoenix rise. So none of this is mentioning any sort of thing like abuse, because what I was kind of thinking a little bit is like a tagline could kind of solve that a little bit, because they're seeing your spiritual intuitive life coach, but then with the tagline, they're able to connect that abuse part, that there's that abuse background, you know?
Well, yeah. The tagline is "Let your phoenix rise." So, do I need another one?
Yeah, I wouldn't think you would need another one unless you planned on changing.
No.
That tagline, but I like the "Let your phoenix rise."
Yeah, I like it too. So then the question then is, where do we pull in the abuse stuff? And to your point of, if someone knows someone's working with you, you really can't share that they're working with you unless they say it's okay. And I don't know that, you know, I think somebody would be so pulled towards, oh my gosh, she can help me because she's been through this, more than you're going to get the person who says, oh, well, if I work with her, people are going to know that I've gone through this. And my gut kind of says that the person who says, ooh, if I work with her, people are going to know, they need to be working with that therapist first before they even get to you, because they still haven't finished dealing with the initial stuff. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's the other point from all your stuff, too. And Marissa, I don't know that this has come out, that you've heard Michelle with this part before, but the other part is oh, Michelle, we just lost you from the phone. I'm like, how did we lose someone? The other part is Michelle, as she – gosh, now I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. What was I starting to say here?
You were talking about her work. Oh,
yeah, her ideal client isn't necessarily someone who's fresh out of abuse, because when they're fresh out of abuse, they can be able
Michelle?
To. Yeah, can you hear us now?
I lost you.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your message.
You cut out, so I hung up, and now I'm on the computer.
Is that better?
Yeah, I just don't know what you said.
Awesome. I was losing my train of thought because I was distracted by the comments below and the fact that you lost me. So what I was starting to say was filling Marissa in on the fact that you don't necessarily want somebody fresh out of abuse.
No, I left.
Right?
You're cutting out.
Really?
Yeah.
Marissa, are you hearing me cut out?
Nope, you sound just fine.
Okay. Because the last time we had this issue too, Michelle, it was with you. I usually don't have that issue when I'm doing the other. So, let me see.
But I'm not on the computer either. I'm just on the phone. Remember, she's on the computer. I'm not on the computer. So
yeah,
I don't know
but
if
I was
good.
On the phone.
Yeah, she was on the phone, which is weird. Okay. All right, you'll have to let me know if I cut out again. So what I was explaining, Michelle, is that when it comes to people who are
oh my God.
Michelle, do you want to call in again? Like try to dial in on the phone again?
I can hear you.
You can't? Oh, wow. Do you want to try? I have no idea. Maybe it's because I'm not on the computer. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's very weird.
I don't even know what to say. What program are you on, Michelle? Is there somebody with a TV on in the background?
Okay.
Who is that? Okay. Wow.
All right, I am now on my phone, so hopefully that's better. And we'll see if there's a
Michelle
difference.
Is there? Did she leave? Oh, there she is.
Okay, I'm back again.
Okay.
All right, and I'm now on my phone. I'm not on the computer talking anymore. So hopefully both things will help. So what I was trying to say is that I was explaining that you're not really helping people fresh out of abuse, that you're helping people once they've dealt with the initial therapist and stuff, that they can get to deal with that initial stuff at a much lower cost through their insurance. That's when you pick up and you start working with them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of a big distinction, but I just wanted to clarify.
That is a big distinction. That's a huge distinction. It's huge, in my opinion, but I'm not a therapist or counselor, but to me that's a huge, huge distinction.
So I'm almost wondering if somehow in the spiritual intuitive life coach, if that's where, like, the abuse part is tagged on there, but I don't know.
Could she say coaching those that have come out of, I don't know if you want to say abuse, but trying times?
I don't know. Another person I could pull into this conversation, too, is Walden, because he's working on all of my marketing stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say,
he's got any
thoughts. Michelle, when we did your competitive analysis to your competition, you had found a couple places that specifically did life coaching for people who have been abused, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it may be good to go back and look at them and see what you can find from there. And then the only other thought I would have before we wrap this topic up is I would think somehow if you can get that in there, and I think the way Marissa kind of recommended was a good idea and way to approach that, and then reaching out to Walden. Because I think the other thing that also helps you do is you can then, if your cards and your marketing are specifically saying that you are dealing with people who have finished abuse, it takes you to that next level of being able to partner with some people who are directly working with these groups as opposed to just anyone, you know? Which was part of your plan, too. So, because the thing that we don't want, I mean, as nice as it is to say spiritual intuitive life comes through Reiki, chakra, balancing workshops and retreats, as nice as all that is, it comes back to that same thing that I've always said from the very initial think tank, but other people can say the same exact thing. So what in there is making you different, you know?
Right.
And that we constantly want to pull that out because you're going to get that reaction from the people like we did at the think tank. So the more we can keep that top of mind, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome job. I mean, you can still use the ones that you did and pull, have those conversations with people and have a chance to play around with terms and stuff between now and then. So. Very
Michelle,
cool.
I have a question for you. I remember you said you saying that you wanted to create this marketing piece because of an event. Was that last week or has it not happened yet?
It's this Saturday, and then I also have on Tuesday next week. I am doing like a complimentary Reiki sessions for Teacher's Appreciation Week at a school. So I wanted to have some stuff to give them too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Never mind. Mm-hmm. I was going to say to, you know, when you shared this information with others, did you have any type of reaction, but you haven't shared them with anybody yet, so you don't know. But maybe you can look for and see if there's any other, any reaction, if people have any questions. Usually they'll kind of vent. They don't readily, you know, they don't always look at everything, but
mm-hmm.
if there's somebody that you know, that maybe they will be willing to share what they think.
Oh, yeah, I have plenty of people I can ask, too.
Cool.
So, Marissa, have you thought of a question since?
Oh, I had a question. I was just letting Michelle go first. I did.
Rolling the Facebook group. I didn't know if we were going to pull your business cards up. So, okay, yes, question.
Yeah, but no, that was my question, was the whole business card piece. It seems to have a consensus that people like my business growth expert. Well, somebody doesn't, but just one person didn't. They thought it was too vague, which is okay with me. I'm okay with being vague regarding that because in my mind, people understand those words, so even if they don't get it, sometimes looking at the back of the card will help, or they may come and ask me, or I'm okay with it the way.
And I have your card pulled up in the screen share here, so that those who are like watching via computer can see the card.
Okay.
And so the first one I have pulled up says Small Business Development Trainer. That has been nixed, correct?
That is correct.
With a new term, right? And it's Business Growth.
It went from the trainer one to Business Growth Expert. Yes, ma'am.
Business Growth Expert. Okay. I like that more than Small Business Development Trainer because I just think, like, business growth really speaks to people better. You know, it shows that you're going to help them grow their business, and, yeah, that's something people want, as opposed to I'm developing my small business. I don't know if that's as attracting, so I think that's a good change. And you're keeping professional speaker underneath?
Yes, I'm going to keep professional speaker.
Good.
Okay. Part of me thinks that that's mixing apples and oranges, but for the moment, I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah, I don't know that it is. I don't know that that's apples and oranges so much. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's good.
And then so on the back, I've made some changes to that too. So the first word, I'm not looking at it, but the first word that I remember, it said leadership. And so instead of just saying leadership, I'm going to say leadership development. The second one was customer service. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you all have it up?
Yep, I just got there. So the leadership, you said leadership development?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's good.
And then customer service will stay the same. I think the third one was presentations. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
And because I needed a fifth one and I couldn't figure out a fifth one, for the moment that one is staying. And then personal development growth or personal growth development, whatever that was, is going away.
Okay.
And it's going to say something about networking. Or I said nuances of networking. People didn't like that. Then I said increase your net worth through your networking. And I didn't get positive feedback on that. And then someone said, just say networking. So the moment, that's what that one's going to be, just networking. And then the one about harassment and workplace violence prevention training, so I got comments about that. And actually, the person that originally was helping me do this in the first place, she was like, I don't know if I like that. So that has been consistent. And I'm going to change that. It happened. Isn't that sad? I'm going to change that to managing business risks.
Oh, yeah, like that.
People, oh good, because some people are like, nah, I don't like that. The reason that I did that is because I wanted to, I don't want to emphasize that all I do is employee, you know, harassment stuff, because that is one way of managing risk, but there are other ways that, that go into my HR, my whole HR consulting piece.
Right.
So that's why. And then the words at the top are going to change to Marissa's most in-demand topics, not popular, but in-demand topics.
I like that.
And so if you, I know five looks pretty good on a card, four looks weird, three is not enough, or maybe it might be enough, but since I have four, I needed a fifth one, and I can't think of a fifth one, so that's why I was leaving presentations, unless you all have.
I like presentation skills. Yeah, I like presentation skills. And I really like the risk, too, and I think the client you're looking to go into, that's going to speak to them.
Okay.
Yeah, I do think so. Awesome. So this little thing that's kind of like bullets next to it, is that your logo or is that just what you're using? I saw some little discussion on the post about that.
Yeah, so that is, that is the, my original card had a logo very, very similar to that on it, but it was a template from one of the big box stores. That's what what the card was, is a template. And so I've just, you know, I've ordered them twice, I think, and so I've just always used it. So the person that was redoing the card just put that back on there because she's not a graphic designer. And
can I make a suggestion?
Huh?
Can I make a suggestion that you may or may not like?
Totally, absolutely. That's all on the call.
I like the little thing next to all the words on the back. It's bullets. That looks really cool there. When I think soar higher, I always think of like an eagle. And so as you start moving into logos, I don't know if that's even something that's, you know, part of what you're thinking. But I don't think you have to have a logo on the front there. I think that thing could be replaced with your picture.
Yeah, so that was her original suggestion. She wanted it to be a picture. She thought that
that's
would be
why
so
I said you're
more.
Probably not going to like this.
she thought that was so much more better, but so much better. And yeah, me and pictures. So that's why it ended up being that. I'm not. Ugh. And then in regards to the eagle, I actually don't want to associate with an eagle or any animal, to be totally honest with you. I want it, I don't, only because there are others out there that the eagle is so, so prevalent and associated with. I wanted to do something different. So
That's been on my mind for a while to ask you, so that's good to know. I really would think into before you make your final things. I think this is a really sharp card. I think you're going to get lots of good results with it. I would keep feeling into if you could take yourself out of your comfort zone and put a picture on the front there. And you
maybe
could put a couple pictures.
One.
Maybe for the next one.
Maybe for the next one. I'm moving towards actually doing stuff that's not perfect. I'm moving towards imperfect and action.
I know. I'm
imperfect action.
I'm very proud of you for that.
Michelle H., you don't know this about me, but I never want to do anything unless I know. I don't actually have to know the answers, but I have to have a really good plan in place. And when I don't have all the answers and I don't have a really good plan in place, I get stuck and I just stay there. And so this year I am working so hard to move without having everything done right, without knowing everything, And so that's why this is like really huge for me to, I mean, for me to have a website up that I know is not the way that I would like it to be, is that in and of itself is just an amazement. It is.
Marissa, I'm the same way. I'm a perfectionist to the T, and everyone that I talk to that's in business says, it doesn't have to be perfect, just go do it. Fix it later. Michelle says that all the time, so you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You're not the only one, honey.
That's good to know.
So, I think there's a lot of us with that.
So, yeah, but Michelle H., do you have any feedback, whether it's the type of logo or
any other words
or anything else?
I don't like logo.
Oh, you do? Okay.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't like the logo. Oh, okay.
Nope.
Do you have any?
Michelle, I like those little circle moon things as bullet points. It's kind of cute and jazzes it up, but, yeah, you need something else.
What about if you don't want your photo, what about a photo of, like, a company sitting in a boardroom together kind of thing?
You don't think that that would be confusing to people if it's a picture of something that's not me?
I don't, if it's a picture of what you do with people, no. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Because, like, in different, like, templates, like, even on, like, Microsoft Word for different brochures and stuff, depending on your industry, they have pictures of people in there doing, like, the action of whatever it is you're conveying.
I get it for marketing material. Not that a business card isn't a marketing material. I don't mean it that way. But I get it for, like, brochures and flyers and things like that and websites. My website has pictures of – there's only one picture of me, and I begrudgingly put that up. But I did. I'm so serious about that. But what was I going to say? But on a business card, I would think – I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen it like that. I'm not being confrontational. I'm just thinking talking out loud. I don't think I've ever seen that.
What's your website?
Soar Hire Consulting.
SoarHireConsulting.com. That's about it. I'm curious about this. I don't think it looks so bad on your website behind the title. Maybe that's what needs to change, Marissa. Michelle, go to her website. Or can you see my screen share right now? It doesn't look so... You can see the screen share?
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't look so bad behind the word, but in the business card, she doesn't have it that way.
Right.
Can that be done on the card? Then maybe that it's that simple of a change.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not looking, so I don't know what you're talking about. Say it again.
At the top of your website, in like your menu bar where it says home, about us, all that, the red and yellow circle logo thing is connected to the S and the O in Soar Hire Consulting. But on the business card, it's not.
I'm going to send it to you, Facebook.
Yeah. No, I remember now. I didn't know what she was talking about. Yeah, because I did the website, so I'm nervy into that. I don't know why I put it together. It seemed, in my mind, odd to be a part.
That's what I'm noticing on the card. Like, it does seem very natural for it to be together, and it's creating this synergy with it connected together. So I'm wondering if it can be like that on your card instead of just plain blank up at the top, then that might be okay.
Okay. I can...
I'm notifying your picture. What is so wrong with the picture you put on there? That picture could be on your card easily.
It's not a clear picture. It looks fine on the website, but if you saw it, it's not a clear picture.
And it won't let them in print. Got it. Because it's nice because you have a nice smile on your face. You're engaged. Granted, you're not looking right at the camera, but I don't know if that matters. Like it's
no, it doesn't matter.
No, I don't think not looking at it doesn't matter. I'm okay with that, which is why I put the picture there. I actually like the picture. My goddaughter took the picture months ago. Actually, in the last fall, she took the picture with her camera, like literally with her phone. And so that's why I use it. But
on a business card, Marissa, the picture can't be very big, so it may be okay on there. Have you tried it?
No, because I'm not the one designing it. Someone else is doing it for me. But are you just saying that because you really do want me to have this picture? And you're just trying to convince me to do it?
I see that you have two options here. One option is this photo that's right here. So I go back to your person, and if you feel comfortable enough to stand out there, share with her to try that option. The other option is what's at the top of your website. I think either option would be beautiful, whichever you inside can feel good about. If you're going to put the picture on there and you're going to feel like, oh, I hate my picture, I hate it on the card, I'm handing this to everybody, that defeats the whole purpose because you have to be congruent inside as well as outside. So if that's the case, then let's wait for the picture. But since you really like this picture, I think the picture could look nice on that spot on the business card. It could draw people in. You're wearing the same colors as the card. If you're ready to take a step and embrace it, and it's not going to make you feel bad inside, I think you have two really good options there. But it has to be what's going to make you feel good inside, because that's always where the final decision comes.
No, you're right. I think my question is, one, that's the other thing about the colors. They don't necessarily match my dress. You know what I mean? My true colors don't really match my dress. Which is okay. Because reds are very hard to match. They're very, very hard to match. So what I have learned from this experience, and I knew this a while ago, but again, I'm embracing imperfect action, is that I probably should not take a picture with red on that because it's really, really too hard to match. My headshot should not be in red. But
well, yes and no, because the other thing is if it's a professional headshot and you have a designer working on it, they can change the color of your outfit. So don't let that stress you out. They can always go Photoshop your red to be the red that matches your thing. And it's as simple as them taking the little tool. It's like a little paint drop tool. They pull it onto the red in your logo, and then they match it onto the red in your dress. And now your dress is the shade of red that you need. So don't let that stress you out.
Okay. Good to know.
But to that point, you know, thinking about a color that's accentuates well with it, you know, with your colors when you're wearing it, that's not a bad idea either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have two really good options, whichever one makes you feel most comfortable. And I think great cards. Very exciting for you. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, let me, unless you do you have any other burning questions you want us to discuss?
No, that was just my burning question because I wanted to get her the feedback today or tomorrow. So, but now I can do it today. So.
Yeah, awesome. Very good. Very good. Very good. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go just very quickly, since I said I was going to, I'll show you guys, give you a sneak peek at the membership site that is going to be coming out to you guys. And then give you guys some time to focus on something in your business for the rest of the time you thought you'd be on the call. So I started pulling up Pixabay before because I was starting to search for pictures you could possibly put in there. And then that's when I went to your website and we found a better solution. So you guys will, Michelle, you've only been using one email with me, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to get you guys connected in to the membership site in the next day or so. And so we've just talked a little bit before about perfectionism and just kind of letting things go, even though they're not perfect yet. And you guys, you know, said I remind you of that a lot. And so this has been 95 to 98% ready to go for about a week or so. And I haven't let it go to you guys because, not because I'm trying to be perfect and a perfectionist about it, but because there's so many connected pieces and it's so complicated that it's going to so many people now that we are continuing to get larger with this coaching club, that I don't want to later have to have extra work because I now have all these other dots I have to go correct because something wasn't right. So it's interesting because the way this is going to go out is it's an automation. So once you get the first email, you automatically every week will be sent email 2, email 3, all the way up to 20. And so what I didn't want to happen is for me to have tons of extra work in the next 20 weeks because I put the first 5 people or 10 people, however many I have to put in right now, I put the first group of people in individually just to get it out because it was ready. And then they're not in my same automation group. So now I'm doing extra work for that group every time in the next 20 weeks. So that was one consideration. I share that because just to give you guys examples of when, you know, there are times where, okay, yeah, it's ready to go, but there might be reasons why we don't want to let it go. And it's not that perfectionism. It's that what's all the extra work that's going to happen if I do let something go right now. So let me walk you visually through what's going to happen once a new person signs up for the coaching club. And when a new person signs up for the coaching club, they're going to come to the website, they're going to sign up, they're going to pay. And once they do that, we're working to get them an automated email. But as soon as they pay, it connects to my MailChimp account and the email automatically goes out to them. And the email they'll get will be a welcome email. And so I'm in right now the back end of my website, so I'm going to pull that welcome email out. And what we've done is we have 2 separate ones, because the welcome email that's connected into the membership site, if you haven't yet signed onto the membership site, you don't know what you have to do, and you don't have instructions to sign into the membership site. So we have that in 2 different places. So this is the one that will be sent out to you guys today, and I've been holding up on sending this out because, so you can see the video. I just put the YouTube link on there last week because I wanted you guys to get it. But this email here goes in and says congratulations, but then it tells you what are the next couple of things you have to do. So the first thing you have to do is you have to sign your coaching agreement. And so I had to look at my coaching agreement and make sure it was updated, and I've changed so much in the coaching club with adding lots of different value and things that I needed to make sure that before all of you signed that contract that it was actually correct and there weren't errors later and everything. So that link was in here because that was just finalized. And then that will actually be an e-signature. So I'm using, it's called HelloSign, and that's what's going to be in there. And that link will be there. And then for those doing the recurring payments, that link will be in there through PayPal as well. And so I didn't, again, want this to go out and then later have to change the text and change the whole email and all of that. So that's part of the reason it hasn't gone out. And so there's links for that. And then it says once you've completed all that, what will happen is my admin on the back will look and they'll say, okay, coaching agreement signed, payment set up for the next payments, great. Now we can add them. And she will come and add people to the Facebook group. And then she will add them, give them authorization to the membership site. But there's instructions right here on how to go in yourself in the meantime and register on the membership site. So Michelle, since you can visually see that, you can actually do that right now. All you got to do is go to the member login and just create a membership for yourself. And it will get you into the free part of the website, which is something I'll be rolling out to everyone on my newsletter list in the next few weeks once you guys are all set, because they will all be able to get into the free part of my membership site with the free goodies. And then there's the reminder to add dates to your calendar and what to add them for and when they happen for the workshops and the Q&A calls, and then to add at least 30 minutes to an hour each week in your calendar for business development stuff. So that's the first immediate email they'll get once their payment goes through. And then the following Monday, the emails will all come out Monday mornings, except for this first one with you guys. But the following Monday, they will get their video in the morning. And so what will happen with that one is those will just come out automatically, as well as the sheets that are connected. So I wanted to show you from the site, once you log in, I'm going to ask you, as you can see here, for your login, your email address, and your password. And then you log in. And when you get in, here is the first part. This is the free part, where you can see the free programs and the paid programs. And Marissa, you're on the computer now. I'm like, okay, did somebody join the call? Okay, so you can see the free stuff. So anyone who's just on my newsletter list, they can come in and they can get resources. This is where I'm going to connect them to people like you guys, people I meet out in my networking. That's going to be coming and being built soon. This is the target market training, as well as the 3 video series sneak peek into the coaching club. So this is what you would give to people that you want to recommend to the coaching club to be able to get that referral credit. This is also something that I'm going to start in the next couple weeks really blasting all over Facebook and really asking all those people I connected with to share with people they think would be a good fit. I intentionally have not done that yet, because if I do and somebody says, yes, I want to join, well, then they're automatically into that system, and I don't want them not to have the contract yet and not to have any of that kind of stuff. So I've been, or not to have the membership site ready. So even though we were ready to really promote that 3 video series a couple weeks ago, the other part wasn't ready. So I intentionally waited. But then the paid program, the ones that you've purchased, the one we have right now going is the coaching club. Michelle, once this is all set, the next thing I'll be doing is adding Magnify. So all of those videos that you were finding in Dropbox will be in here. And as I'm updating these materials, they'll be in here too. So you'll end up having access to both of these, Michelle. And anyone who's gone through Magnify, the updated materials will be in there. But for the coaching club, you're going to click there, and you guys will have access to that. And you actually, from the back end, you're signed up in a group as to whether or not your first month was May or your first month was June or July or August, because that gives you then access to the monthly sheets with the recordings and stuff. So you'll, if you sign up in May, you'll have access to the monthly recordings for May, June, July, August kind of thing, but you won't have it from April. So we have it programmed that way. You can click here and get to the videos. Doesn't this look really sharp, you guys? They do a good job with it.
Getting ready.
What was that?
I said I can't look at it. I'm in the moment getting ready. But got it.
So anyway, you click on videos, and then it brings you to a button that takes you to each of the videos. And if they haven't been released yet, it'll just say coming soon. Even though we might have it already set up. So then when you click the video, it takes you to the actual, that one's not released soon, so that's taking us here, but it takes you to the page where you can see the actual video and any links that you need. And you can always go back to the main page for the workshops and the Q&A calls. You can see for the month of May, if you attended May, you can click here. And then you can come into the May thing, and it shows you, here's the handouts. You can click and download the handouts again. Here's the presentation slides, and then the audio files. The meditation is on here and the other stuff. And once I'm done with this Q&A call, I'll actually do some splicing so all the deck stuff isn't in there for people to listen to. And then that will be on here as well. So somebody signing up in June for the coaching club won't have access to this May page because they weren't in here yet. But somebody who signed up in April or May, they would be in here. And then in June, and here's the Q&A call, there's an opportunity in May to click the button and to submit the question for your Q&A call, and there's a nice form in here where you can put your question in so that those who aren't able to be on the call can at least put their questions in there and make sure that they get answered. And you can also register for the workshop as well, the next one coming up, so that we can have, we can know, are you coming for the mastermind? Are you coming for the workshop? Are you coming for both? And anything I need to know about. So, so that's pretty cool. And then the last thing on here is a page just about the Facebook group and how it can be used and all that. So really, really cool tool that we will be releasing sometime very, very soon to everybody. So Marissa, were you able to see it or no?
Sorry, you were on mute because I was moving around. I didn't want you guys to have to hear all that extra noise. I saw most of it. I saw most of it because I was, like I said, moving around. I do have a question. You said that you do your password. Do you give us a password or do we create our own?
You can go ahead. You're going to create your own. So you're just going to go. We thought about this a couple different ways because I can give everybody a preset password and then you change it. Or you can just set it yourself from the beginning. And so I thought when people get the initial email, let's just have them set it up themselves. But then the note on there tells people that it can take 48 to 72 hours for us to get you into the actual pages. Because what will happen is once you set up your password and you're in the system, my admin will go in and will put you into the group that you need to be put into. So depending on what day the person actually sets up their password, it could be instant, it could be a little later. So but that's how that will happen. And I'll probably be just looking out for those myself too in the beginning, just so people aren't being held up and they get in right away. So so you can just go in right now and put in your sign up for a password and then you'll be stuck. So I think, Michelle, did you answer me before when I asked? I only have one email for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Because I want to make sure that as this automation goes out, it's going out to the email that you guys want to use. And there were a few people I sent messages to yesterday asking for which one they wanted me to use. And fortunately, I got all those answers. So now I just need to pass that information over to panelist team and let them run with it. So so we can kind of figure out. Any questions on any of that stuff?
Nope. None for me.
All right. Awesome. The only other last thing just to share, and I think, where the heck is it? It's on my website, but not in here. For the workshop next month, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what that's going to be on. I have changed the workshop. So I've realized that since this coaching club is building up, every month when we're doing these workshops, there's more and more value that I'm presenting. And the space is becoming more and more limited in the room. Number one, because it gets filled up with people who are in the coaching club, and those numbers are growing, which is awesome. But number two, there's only limited space from Rasmussen. So I want to make sure that the people who are just coming in, they're not coming in for some low amount, and that they really are paying for the value they're getting. So I changed the price back up to $49. I will probably eventually take it back up to the $79 I originally was doing them at. But for now, they're back up to $49. And but the one that I'm doing this next month in June I'm going to be doing Trello training. And that's included for all of my coaching club members. And it actually is a training that I was going to post as a totally separate training for $79 for the half day. And I don't want to, in my schedule or in any of your schedules, have to put up a different day. That's just really silly. So that one is actually going to be $79 instead of $49 because there is such value in that, and I do have some more interest in that. So the way I have this, and where did I put this? I typed it in here somewhere. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I did have it in here. So if someone books a clarity call, they can get a complimentary workshop, and you guys can add guests. And I think I have that explained on one of the pages in here. There's actually, yeah, there's a referral page that talks about it. But because of the limited space in the room, it may not be that everybody can bring one person every month. It's going to more be a first-come, first-served basis. So if you know somebody who you think would be a good fit for our club, you can give them a free ticket, and it's first come, first serve. There'll be a number allotted, maybe five each month or whatever, for people to give away for free tickets. So in the month of June, I have a note on here that with the business clarity calls where they get it, as well as the refer a guest, that excludes June because we're doing that special training. But it is effective for July through September. So so that's the only thing to note there. And you can see a little description on there. And I will very quickly pull up Trello as long as we're on the recording here and give everyone a little taste of what Trello looks like. Yeah?
I have a question because I want to make sure I'm clear in understanding what you're saying. So for the Trello training, we do or we do not have to pay for it?
No, if you are in the coaching club, you do not have to pay for it. So what I am saying, and I'm glad you clarified that, what I am saying is that people, I'm not giving guest tickets away. So you guys are always able to invite guests with the lot that I'm setting aside. However, I'm not setting any of those aside for the Trello training in June because I know the spots are going to be limited and I want to make sure that the people who come are actually paid spots.
Gotcha.
So if someone is really interested in joining the club and they want to come, they can pay for the training, and if they like it a lot and they want to join, I will deduct what they paid from their training for their first month payment.
Understand.
So, yes, thank you for clarifying. So then pulling Trello up really quickly, you can see there's lots of different boards and things that you can use them for. So the one I'm going to pull up, because we'll be focusing on this in the training, is relationship management. And let me turn the screen share off for a sec. Let me pull up my sample. I don't want to pull mine up because I don't know what kind of names I have on there. And for confidentiality reasons, I don't want to pull that up. But there is a template that you will get, and it's a client prospect management template. There's two. I'm going to pull this one up first. This one is, where did it go? There we go. Client prospect management. So in here, wait a second. There's a prospect management, and there's a relationship management. Okay, I must not have made one for the relationship yet. So I'll just show you this one here. So you can see. I'm sorry, what was that?
What is the difference between prospect management and relationship management?
So the relationship management is more phone calls and emails and things like that that you want to make. So, and we'll get into these details that day. Let me pause the sharing for a second, and let me just get into my other board and see if there's anything totally confidential on there. Yeah, I mean, it's just names, and it's names of nothing confidential. So I use the relationship management, so I'm pulling this one up. Can you see it?
I'm not looking at it.
You're not looking at it. Okay. So I use the relationship management for calls I want to make. So there's a whole list that says calls to make, and then I put the person's name on there. And you can color code it to where if there's ones that you really need to make sooner rather than later, you can put colors by them. If once you make the call and you leave a message, you can slide the card over. And you can also move where they are within the list, too. Like maybe they're one of the first ones. Oh, I really want to talk to this person, so I'm going to move this up. And these are calls, like, you know, you can see Heidi's on here. Everybody sees Heidi's name. And that's just me calling Heidi and saying, hey, how's it going? We haven't talked in a while, you know. So a lot of it's any type of call. It's not necessarily this is a prospect. It's these are people you've met and you want to keep these relationships going. And then when I leave a message, I put a parenthesis when the date was, so I know. And you can put comments in there. You can put checklists and things to remember. I also have things for note cards and for emails to send and follow-up. So,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Michelle, question for you. I'm at a stop sign, so just so you all know. Your page has never changed. It's still the old page that you froze. But the other question that I have for you is this like a CRM?
It can be. So I've been using it like a CRM. I've also been using MailChimp like a CRM. I'm using MailChimp to the nth degree on a CRM so that I can avoid the initial investment right now in a CRM.
Okay.
And more so than the initial investment of a CRM, it's more the initial time of setting it up. Because, like, I looked at the CRM that we were looking to start moving to, and my assistant and I said, oh, my gosh, we're building a membership site. We're launching a new program. We're working on learning QuickBooks and accounting good practices. Is this really the best time to be adding a CRM? How can we use MailChimp and really push this functionality and then wait on starting that CRM? And then the question that always comes in that is, if we do that, are we going to be creating extra work for myself, for ourselves? So this membership site is really, really sharp. However, it's built in Weebly. It's not built in WordPress. And there's also tons of learning management systems out there. So the more and more that my mind continues to expand what I need in here, the more we're going to start sitting against limitations of Weebly or trying to figure out how do we make this work in a way that makes sense for us if I would have gone with a learning management system and invested the dollars there, this kind of stuff would have been pre-programmed, you know, something like when they register, they immediately get the email. We wouldn't have to be spending the time coding this ourselves. So, Pamela's team wouldn't be spending the time. It's not me. But I wouldn't have to think of, oh, I need this because it's already built in the learning management system. So that's the benefit of investing the money in something like that right away, a CRM or a learning management system. But the downside, of course, is you have to have the money, and you have to have the bandwidth to be able to learn that whole new thing. So you always have to consider what's the lesser of the evils when you're going into it. And I'm at that point that we're pushing this membership site so much that that I'm like, ooh, we possibly should have invested in a learning management system because some of the stuff might have already been pre-programmed. So yes.
Well, that's a lesson you learned and you can share with us, you know, your clients. That's so cool.
Absolutely. The prospect management one I just pulled up now, and it sounds like it didn't change before, but that's more when you have the client, you can have a list that says, here's the client, and then you add cards for each thing you need to do for them. And then there's a completed column, and when you're done, you pull it over to the completed column. And then when you have future ideas, but you don't want to be worrying about it now, you can put it on the future idea list, and then you can pull that over later. And then if you – go ahead, Michelle.
That's cool.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say, there's also a – so that's your current clients that you're working with, but then there's another column that says potential clients. So if you already made an offer and they're considering it, if they're a warm prospect, and I have in parentheses here what that means. So a potential client is you've made an offer and they're considering. A warm client is they've expressed interest, but you still need to have a first meeting with them. A cold one is they've expressed interest, and, I didn't need to have a first meeting and haven't talked in ages and don't plan to, so that needs to be adapted there. So, and then passion projects and workflow is really cool because when you get a new client, for instance, you can create a workflow and there's a checklist. And then every time you need to add that to one of your clients, all you got to do is go in and copy and it automatically goes over there. So you don't have to every time say, like I explained earlier, first the email is going to come out, then we have to wait for the contract to be signed and the payment link to be set up. So my first workflow is check to see if payment link and payment link came through, check. Contract came through, check. So then after that, it's set up in Facebook groups, set up on the membership site, check, check. So I don't have to do that every time I know there's a new person who joins the coaching club. I can just go in and say, copy this workflow to this person. And now I have a checklist for that person, and I can know where I'm at in the process with them. And the cool thing is I can share this whole board with my administrative assistant. And so we're both on the same page all the time, and either of us can change this. And, you know, if there's a certain board that it makes sense to share with an accountability buddy, you can do that too. So there's tons of functionality in here. So you can see why, I mean, this isn't the normal kind of training that I do. And I have had a lot of interest from people in this, especially in the network marketing world. And so what I'll be doing is I'll be offering to take the same training to their team and customize it for their team so their teams can communicate. But, yeah, so that's why in June there will not be any free tickets. So because of all of the functionality here. But anyone who's interested, like I said, if they do decide to join, I will deduct the $79 they pay from their first month's payment. So, yeah. So that is what we're doing there for Trello training.
Cool.
So thank you guys so much for being on the very first call and helping us test this and everything. And like I said, in the future, it'll be more, here's my question, and then I'll be answering it. We won't necessarily get into dialogue with everybody. It won't be mastermind, just because there's not the time allotted for that. It's, you know, here's my question, Michelle, what do you think kind of thing. And people can send that and they can listen later. So, yeah. So thank you. This worked well for us to be able to do it mastermind way this time, though. So
Michelle, I have a question. Is the call typically supposed to be from 1:30 to 3:30? I mean, from 1:30 to 2:30?
They're typically supposed to be 1:30 till 3. However, I'm telling people block their calendar from 1:30 to 3:30 because let's say everybody had been on this call. And they all had questions, and it's taking 5 to 10 minutes to answer each person's question. The call might go past 3 o'clock, and I don't want someone not to get their question answered. So I'm, you know, blocking for that. Same thing with a little bit of training. There'll usually be like a 20-minute training on something that I do, so that even if people are feeling like, oh, I don't have a call or I don't have a question, they can still get on the call and feel they're benefiting from the training part and listening to other people. So the training actually kind of entices and gets them on the call. And I'll be letting people know ahead of time what the training is. There actually will be another automation on the emails is ones to send reminders for the workshops and the calls so that people have reminders. And then...
So can I ask a quick question? Yeah. The training is going to happen regardless. We will always have training.
Yeah, there will always be training.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, there will always be training on the third Thursday. I will train on something. Yeah, I will train on something so that people know just to put that in the calendar. And then, like, today, we're done at 3 o'clock, which is great. And now if you put till 3:30 in your calendar, you now have 30 minutes to work on your business, you know, to do something you might not before, you know, or to do something for yourself and to take a break, you know, because maybe you just need a break. Maybe you need a half hour now to just chill and veg and do nothing, and that's okay too. So, yeah, so that's kind of the theory there, because what used to happen when I would do these, get on as a participant to the Q&A calls for my coach, they would say that they would go, oh, maybe about an hour or 2 hours. You never really knew. And then you're sitting there, well, is it going to end? Is it going to end? And she's like, oh, I'll take another question. I'll take another question. I'll take another question. So I just thought, instead of saying, because if you think it ends at 3 and then people are like, oh, I'll go and then I'll listen to the recording later, that's fine because the recording will be there. But I didn't want people to think, oh, it ends at 3 and then I'm always going over till 3:30. So I thought, let's say it'll go till 3:30, have people block it, and if we're done sooner, we're done sooner. And that's it. So that's kind of, and it'll depend on how many calls. I won't necessarily, when people finally do get the hang of getting on and getting their calls answered, I won't necessarily have, I might not be able to answer all the questions by 3:30. And so so we'll have to deal with that good problem when it comes. What my coach had done sometimes in those situations is she'd have people email their questions in, and then she would do a special call later that she'd record and send out to people later so they could hear their questions answered. So I have some backup plans in mind for that. And in the training, not necessarily 20 minutes. I mean, in the beginning, if there's not a lot of people calling, I'll make the trainings a little longer. It could just be 10 minutes on a topic I'm seeing come up a lot. You know, like, for instance, what's come up a lot this past week or so in the Facebook group has been business cards and flyers, and what do you put on there? You know, what are good best practices and things like that? So the training could be that simple. You know, I've been seeing this come up in the group a lot, and this is what I'm going to do a training on. So that's kind of how these will go, but it'll always have that training in there, and I'll probably start the training right away at 1:35 so that people get right on the call, and then afterwards we'll start the questions. So, sound good?
Yes, thank you for the clarity.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. Thank you for asking. You guys have a great rest of your week.
You too.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.